Hi everyone, we are starting a new book today. We will be reading the book of Micah, and we'll read Micah chapter 1, verses 1 to 7 today. The word of the Lord that came to Micah of Moresheth in the days of Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, kings of Judah, which he saw concerning Samaria and Jerusalem. Hear, you peoples, all of you, pay attention, O earth, and all that is in it, and let the Lord God be a witness against you, the Lord from his holy temple. For behold, the Lord is coming out of his place, and will come down and tread upon the high places of the earth. And the mountains will melt under him, and the valleys will split open like wax before the fire, like waters poured down a steep place. All this is for the transgression of Jacob, and for the sins of the house of Israel. What is the transgression of Jacob? Is it not Samaria? And what is the high place of Judah? Is it not Jerusalem? Therefore I will make Samaria a heap in the open country, a place for planting vineyards, and I will pour down her stones into the valley and uncover her foundations. All her carved images shall be beaten to pieces, all her wages shall be burned with fire, and all her idols I will lay waste. For from the fee of a prostitute she gathered them, and to the fee of a prostitute they shall return. Now, the book of Micah here is much like many of the other prophets, right? When you read Micah and even the passage that we just read here, you hear these words of like judgment, right? Condemnation against people, right? And that's really typical of the prophets. You know, Micah as a prophet, his ministry is was to the last, some of the last kings of Judah. It's mentioned in verse 1, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah. And he speaks these words of judgment against God's people. And now, when we see this, right, that can make it a bit hard for us to read, right? At least when you think of the sheer number of passages in the Old Testament where it is like these words of judgment, they kind of either get old or they kind of go over our heads, or we're just like, man, enough already. But it's important, I think, for us when we read these passages, and especially for Micah here, it's important that we recognize the context of this judgment. And really clearly, even just in this passage, the judgment that he's speaking of, it's judgment against sin. And actually one thing, it's not in this passage, but one thing that Micah specifically brings up in his book is judgment against God's people for their lack of justice. They were living unjustly, meaning they weren't just like worshiping idols or like sinning in like a private way, but they were not loving their neighbors. They were not caring for their neighbors. And there's judgment against that, as there should be. And like if we think about today, as justice is like on the forefront of so many of our minds, and in like just all like the all that we're talking about, judgment is appropriate and deserved, and actually in a sense good, right? And we have to understand these words from Micah, these like prophetic judgment, we have to understand it through that kind of lens. And so just as an intro to Micah, like the major themes are first judgment, like I just said. And the second one I want to bring up is forgiveness, or the hope of the forgiveness of sins, the hope of deliverance. And it's important that you recognize in Micah, like when he talks about that kind of hope, it's not hope that like God's people will like figure it out, right? Like, oh, we struggled with this, we'll work on it and we'll figure it out. No, that's not the hope. The hope comes because God moves. God is the one who acts. In Micah 5, which we'll read in a couple of weeks, he tells us that a shepherd would be born in Bethlehem. And this shepherd would bring peace and victory for God's people. And because of that great shepherd, because of Jesus who he's prophesying, we have this great hope. Now to talk about our passage specifically here that I read here, it's focused on judgment, right? And that's verses 2 to 4. And verses 2 to 4, they talk about this, right? How like the earth is going to like split open and like fire, and like God will be coming, right, to bring judgment. And we understand why in this passage we're told. Verse 5 tells us this. It's for the transgression of Jacob, the sins of the house of Israel. And the end of verse 5 there, and it's like the high place of Judah in Jerusalem, a high place that means not just sin but idolatry, right? And verse 7 mentions idolatry and mentions prostitution even. This judgment that Micah is prophesying against Samaria and Jerusalem and Judah, it's deserved because they've sinned against God. They've turned away from him, in Jerusalem where the temple is. And because of this sin, this transgression, God's judgment would be coming. Now for us, we don't like to think about judgment that much. But there is judgment against us if we do not follow Jesus. And now because of Jesus, because we have the love of Jesus, we have forgiveness and we have hope. But still, it's important that we don't take that hope, that grace for granted, in a sense. It's not something that just wipes a ledger clean. It's something that's supposed to transform us. It's supposed to change us. It's a hope that's meant to change who we are deep inside, like our souls. And it draws us to God and God alone. And so as we just pray today, again, it's like these words of judgment, I know, but let's pray for our hearts and let's pray that we will find and hold on to that hope of Jesus, that we'll turn away from idolatry, turn away from the things that tempt us in this world, and that we'll cling to him. And we'll find a hope and a joy of following our good shepherd. Now let me pray for us. Jesus, we thank you for this word. We thank you that you came to us, Lord. There's no hope on our own. We need you, Jesus. So bless us, Lord, this day. We pray that we will remember and be reminded of this judgment that could be coming against us. But all the more that may we remember the hope that we have in you, Jesus, and the forgiveness of sins that you offer us. We thank you, Jesus. We love you. In your name we pray.